The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds to the foundation.
The foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Pritmasters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Monday, June the 30th. We have reached the halfway mark, ladies and gentlemen. This is midpoint, midway. And I guess both teams got to go into the locker room to make a determination how this is going to end up. It's a beautiful weekend. Oh, I had a beautiful weekend, guys. Kind of relaxed. Did a little cleaning up and fixing up. Yeah, I like to be in the yard sometimes, but did cleaning up and fixing up. I'm hoping that you did the same. I was grateful for the rain. I know some of our vehicles and whatnot can't take the rain. And for those persons who needed to get that roof fixed, I know that you're having some issues. This is where you plug your roof issues, your roof fixing repair, right? Give me a call, 8270111. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Always grateful to jam with you and talk like this. I got to hail my good friend Ephraim. Told me that he was in Grand Bahama this weekend. So Ephraim, I hope that you're well. He said that he went to church with my mother over there at St. Stephen's Anglican Church. And I hope you're doing well. So I just want to be able to shout him out down there. So I didn't get a chance to go hail you over at Garden of Eden. But I'm hoping that you had a very, very good weekend. And I'm hoping everybody is good out there. Guys, if you're celebrating a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It is a wonderful thing that we're celebrating at this particular time. I got to be able to do this, man. As we're talking like this, guys, you got to pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. $100 million loan for energy reform. This is a loan secured from the regional bank. That information's in there. The Beat Retreat was this weekend. And well, I appreciate the Nassau Guardian's desire to remain steadfast in their commitment to news and don't give you the picture says 1,000 words thing. They didn't give us that. But look at this information, all the information's in there. Also, top business, Thompson says that $7.5 million projected surplus will disappear via the $300 million injection from the NIF. All this information's in there. So read the story. That's in the business section. And they're talking about the National Investment Fund. You can be able to see that Kwesi Thompson's taken on that position to talk about that. And also, a man charged with murder, armed robbery, of this is a strong thing. I want you guys to be able to read this. This is the suspect of the Father's Day murder. The reserve inspector, all this information's in there. So you can be able to see that the reservist, you can be able to see that the robbery of that. So you can see that in the paper. I want you guys to be able to read that. And Marion Bethel, elected commissioner of the IACHR. So that information's in the Nassau Guardian. But I want to be a little bit trapsy today, just a little taste trapsy. First thing I wake up to this morning is headlines sliding out of the sliding out of the Tribune. So I had to go rush and get one Tribune. And right there, the picture says, a thousand words as you spread it open, and you'll be able to look at Michael Pintard going in for a handshake and Listen, this may not necessarily be what had actually happened, but this picture is wild. And they actually put it in the papers. It's in there, right? FNM's choose Moss, but they got Henfield, had an opportunity to be able to speak this morning with the horse to be able to find out information and see exactly where he was as it relates to his position on those particular things. He and I spoke this morning, more specifically just to be able to find out his position. And it seems like everyone's baffled. The story actually gives this position and talk about this kind of they didn't know that they were making this kind of a choice and whatnot. The South Beach brand criticizes leaders for ignoring its choice. I want to dive into that today. The BTVI students upset over the strict graduation rules and Minis, I am the leader at this moment. Well, I am the leader this moment requires. This is what Minis says. I think he had kicked off some stuff over at, I think it was Twisted Limes. So he had the information that I received, more than 200 persons out, just being able to enjoy themselves and listen to Minis being able to speak about some stuff. He wrote out some technology also. One thing you could say about Minis, either you call it stubborn or you call it persistent, but my God, he's showing up every single time. But it is Mitchell, Fred Mitchell, the chairman of the PLP, is taking on this kind of position and indicated the FNM rollout event was unimpressive and flat. And said, if you read the story, it actually goes into the fact that he has a buggy load of recycled rejects. That's what the story actually says. And that's the position that he's taken on those particular things. I'm grateful to be here, diving a little deeper into politics. And this is just what it is. This is the nature of what happens during this season. I know you may be indifferent about that. I know you don't want to talk about these things, but the country is yearning and desirous of, this kind of a transparent leadership. And so we're going to dive deeper into that. Today in the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseborough. Tell him come. He can call me. Tell me come in. And then he ain't called me, but he come. Praise God. He's a good man. He's here with me today. God, say good afternoon to the folks out there.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard Grant. It was a good weekend. It's good to be here in your presence. I had to wake up this morning with an interesting thought. And so when you're ready for that interesting thought, I'll share that with your listeners and we see what we can make out of it. But it's a bit mischievous, but I hope it will be refreshing. Or you want me to tell you what I was thinking now?
Mischievous and refreshing, sir?
Yeah, I it's just...
That's almost oxymoronic. How can it be mischievous and refreshing?
Just be a mischievous people. We like a little mischief.
Really?
Well, this is about,
so it's a subtly refreshing thing.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Okay, let me give it a thought really quickly so you can get your show started. So I do have to leave at 1, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. In 1964, there was a group called The Temptations that accepted a person by the name of David Ruffin.
David Ruffin.
Okay. David Ruffin
was performing. Nobody come here to see you, Otis. Ain't nobody come here to see you, Otis.
You ain't getting mischievous. See,
they come to see David Ruffin, baby.
You got to go jump my story. Well, everything is good, right? But David was doing his own thing. And then, he watched the Temptations perform. And, after the show, he said, man, y'all fellas are hot. And they went and they had a good time.
Sir, did I tell you that I watched the Temptations over the weekend?
No.
I promise
you. So I'm in the spirit.
I promise
you. I didn't watch the Temptations.
I promise you.
But I was in the spirit.
I went on YouTube. Okay. They have it on 2 parts. I watched both parts and I watched the history of being able to. I enjoyed
it. So you can correct me if I'm wrong in this. Let me tell you what the significance is of the Temptations in the Bahamas. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
They had a good time. They said, man, this fella is really cool. This is 1964. Okay? They said, you know what? I think we should include this guy. He's a good replacement for Al, Let's bring him on board. Of course, in David's mind, it would be an honor for him to be a part of the Temptations. In his back of his mind, he probably always wanted to be a part of this. Let me use it for our political terms. This party. They accepted him. They have their jamming. Used to be my girl. Heard it through the grapevine and all these other good songs. Papa was a Rolling Stone. All these good songs, right? And then one day it hits David Ruffin that, you know what? This ain't no Temptations. This is David Ruffin and the Temptations. You with me so far, Howard? I write so far? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Now, you out of control in 1968, June. The fellas have said, now, hold on now. This is no David Ruffin and the Temptations. You out of control. You're looking for privileges that we don't even get.
No, this was substance. Okay, the substance that David was on was speaking to him and said, they ain't really coming for nobody else.
I know you can break this down good.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got to get rid of David Ruffin. So we got to fire David Ruffin.
Who thinks it's a hard decision.
Hard decision.
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is 1968.
But nobody's bigger than the band.
Okay, so now David Ruffin got to get his own Temptations. Mm-hmm. And the other Temptations go their way. So we had two Temptations at the same time performing. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that David Ruffin has to be David Ruffin. So we're not the Temptations. We are David Ruffin. There's only David Ruffin. And of course, being on his own, he begins to take a dive. Finds himself at a Temptations concert. The other Temptations. And as if they are about to jam and sing, and he hears that beat, he gets up out of his seat audience, goes up to the front. Listen to this, good Howard. Grabs the mic and does not miss a step.
No.
He falls right in line as if this was programmed, this was planned. They look like, whoa. And that time the guys are singing, look at each other like, man, you know, we better go with the flow. Mm-hmm. At the end, everyone applauds and, yay, the Temptations are back. Yay, way to go. I'm saying that to say to you.
He did that several times, by the way.
I'm saying that to say to you.
Yeah.
In a political party in the Bahamas, there's someone who has already retired, but he's sitting in the back. And they're about to go into election, and he shows up, takes the mic, and doesn't miss a step. You finish it.
You know, what's a strong thing is that as I was reading the article this morning.
I was okay in that story?
Yeah,
that parable?
He was good in the story.
Okay, that was a good one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
Because
You picked it up? You got the clue?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I read this article this morning. Like I said, I saw this picture. And it's almost menacing saying, no, buddy. I don't want you to shake your hand. And this is what the picture is to me. No, buddy, I ain't going to shake your hand. And Pinta is almost like, come on, man, you can't leave me hanging like this. Look at the picture.
Yeah,
look at the picture.
Yeah, that's a wicked picture.
Yeah, out of the thousands of pictures that they took, they put this one in the paper.
Just the one you put out there.
This is a heavy picture when you look at this, right? Because the picture gives you, it says 1,000 words, and you can see a disdain in this kind of a picture, right?
Okay, yeah.
Just looking at this. And then you go on to look under that and said, Menace, I am the leader this moment requires. This was strong. This was strong.
That could not be right? AI generated.
So he said that the disadvantage, Kalani isn't looking for a new name. We're building on a trusted legacy. While some talk of renewal, we're talking results. I've never been afraid to lead. And I won't be pushed aside when there's still work to be done. I thought that this was a strong position that Menace has taken, right? Even though Menace is extremely elusive as it relates to being able to tell us whether or not he's going to run with a party or whether or not he's running independent, all he said, I will run. And so people are trying to pinpoint what this is going to look like. But every time we see Menace, we see Bran, and we see Bannister.
Let me ask you this in connection to my story. Menace is out. Bannister?
Hold on.
Yes?
Correct that.
Oh.
Of the Free National Movement.
Yeah, but he's out of the nomination process.
He's not out of...
Not out of politics.
Right.
I'm talking about the party now. He's out.
The FNM.
Yeah, he's out. In terms of nomination, he's still a member, but he cannot be nominated for that constituency. If they want to change that and put him somewhere else, they can ask him. But for Kalani, they said he's not getting that nomination. Okay, I made it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Bannister is out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Menace has won several times, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Bannister has won more than once. Of you said. Okay, good. But they're out. So, Free National Movement that we know today is still the same Free National Movement that we knew back, as you would say, in which year? 1991.
Two
and seven.
97.
97 especially. Okay, good. Which means that A Hubert Alexander ignited free national movement like a David Ruffin and not miss a step because the show has not changed. If you want to keep the David Ruffins from coming back, you got to change your show.
But you can't change your steps.
You may not be able to change your step. You got to change your show. Because the man walked right in there. You can change your steps. You can change your choreography. You can do that. You'll be willing to do that, but it's going to be risky.
You don't have no other hits, sir.
Well, you better find some
you
hits.
You only could sing the hits of 92 and 97. You don't have no other hits.
So if you have no other hits,
the
then it
only
means...
hits you know what David Ruffin sang was with 1992, which was Government of the Sunshine, and 1997, ooh, which was Better, Better, and then 2007.
You telling
that's
me?
That's the only three hits boss that man. The FNM knows. And you got to dance and hit the choreography of those. In fact, let me get deep with you right now.
I'm trying to get you there quickly.
Let me get deep with you right
go
now.
Go ahead.
Everything that the FNM has pushed out for this most recent nomination and ratification for the 17 has been eerily familiar and even in the sound, the frequencies that we would have heard attached to those visuals. When you see, it ain't long now. This is reminiscent of 1997. Okay. All of it.
Okay.
Including the songs that they attached to the Ain't Long Now concept. The one different thing is the graphics look a little bit polished. It looked rushed, but it looked a little bit polished in comparison to 1997. But if you was a blind man, you would think we in 1997.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
The FNM hasn't done anything new. Now, I tend to agree, just a little bit, but not so much disdain with Fred Mitchell has taken in China being able to call him a buggy load of recycled rejects. I don't want to do that.
That's a little mean.
But that's Fred Mitchell. He's going to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the spirit of what he is saying, he's not incorrect. This morning, I wake up to what? The FNM's chose.
You got
to
clear that up for the people.
This morning, I wake up to the FNM chose Jamal Moss.
Yeah, that's South Beach.
Now, Jamal and I spoke, and he said, Howard, but you remember, I said, Jamal, I didn't even know you was getting for South Beach. He said, Howard, when I came on your show the other day, and Garth asked me, and I said I was getting to South Beach. And I said, oh, yes, yes, yes. But I had forgotten it because we hadn't heard his name on the ground. But now, the South Beach Association is saying that they put his name forward twice to the organization.
I heard about that.
To the Central.
Of course
I heard about the Central. Right?
Of course I know about that.
And they circumvented, they said that they interviewed five people. And the last of the five people was Henfield. And one of the executive members said he, in so many words, felt that there was something fishy when they said Darren. Because Darren had been looking at some other places and had been rejected from those other places. And now, given the fact they had to make a decision. And that decision was to push a 25-year veteran. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you.
You've always been honest.
This posture and position is as a result of, I can read this. All these things these people say, before we go to commercial break, all these things these people say, watch this, they said that it was distasteful. It was not tasteful at all. Another FNM Association member added that we totally was taken off guard. A lot of us because we couldn't believe that they would have disregarded our decision without consulting us. This is what the FNM South Beach Association said. And out of that same mouth of confusion and vitriol and disdain and dislike, out of that same mouth, they take a 360, a 180 turn. And listen to what they said. They said, but like I say, I'm an FNM. So once you say that, you can't say nothing else. You finish.
Okay.
You finish.
Okay.
You finish, baby. You can't round me and then agree with me at the end of the day. You got to stand in your conviction. You got to stand strong and say, hell no, we won't go. But South Beach has shown us this before.
Mm.
They have always been to the whims of what is desirous from the party. The party send people to them all the time. Talk to me, God.
Well, you know,
The party keeps sending people to them.
I had somewhat of an interest in South Beach because, you know, my co-host on my show on Sundays, Remark, he was actually one of those candidates aspiring to be the representative of South Beach. And this is why I kept an eye on South Beach. I didn't say anything to anybody. I respected his need to be at this particular time, you know, behind the scenes and, you know. And when the news came to him, he was
the first shall be last and the last shall be first. That's what's happening here.
That's what happened.
That's what happened here. Uh-huh. Because if we can go down and identify the fact that Jamal Moores had been looking at another constituency
tall
prior
pines,
to this.
Man. Talk straight.
He'd been pines. Looking at another constituency prior to this.
Tall pines. And then they said,
and then they supersede him and say, well, you know.
They wanted Sarah Fent because they said.
Hey.
I can call the names. Like, this is what they're telling God. Me. I try to tell you I'm on the ground.
Okay.
I try to let
so
you lie on the ground.
So they say, put Fent there because okay. He is the Secretary General that, and we will give him an opportunity.
Then. Okay.
Both Fent and Jamal was overlooked last go round.
Okay.
Last go round, they was both overlooked.
My Jesus.
So now we thought with this kind of an unstoppable together support.
This unstoppable change.
This unstoppable change that they get.
Yeah.
That at least put these two young men who has been treading through the organization.
The change after them for better. That's what we thought was going to happen. Yeah.
But look here.
Okay, look here.
After, see, because this is both South Beach and Jamal's posture. They have always conformed to the whims of the organization. Now, that doesn't seem. Because if you try this with Long Island, we already didn't tell you what could happen.
My God.
You know what could happen.
My Lord.
If you try this with Central Grand Bahama, you know what can happen. If you try this with St. Anne's, you know what can happen. But, you know, we're South Beach, and this is what they say. They say, you know, like I say, you know, I'm an F&M. I support the leadership. But, you know, I just want to tell you, you know, there's a way that you go about these things. I didn't like it, you know. At this point, they should have met with us. That's what I hearing you say. Mm-hmm. You didn't conform. Mm-hmm. You ain't standing your conviction. You shouldn't even come in the papers. You shouldn't even talk to nobody because you conform to the decision. And then one of the executive members, who is a brand new executive member, indicated that they don't even know whether or not they can go back to the F&M. You ain't got to tell us that. You got to make a decision. You all got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because we out here, all we doing is read confusion. We reading it from South. Watch me.
I listen.
Watch me. And I got to take this commercial break. Let me take this break. Pull up the thing. Yeah,
because right? you're getting hot.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I listen.
We didn't hear the confusion from Southern Central Elutra.
And it's still confusing now.
That's
there.
What Cassius.
It's still confusing. No, Cassius wasn't in that, but it's still confusing.
Okay, now watch me. We didn't hear the confusion of Southern Central Abaco.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Okay. We hear the confusion now from South Beach.
That is true.
Okay. And West Grand Bahama and Bimini with the young boy, Daquan.
Oh, yeah, West Grand Bahama and Bimini, yes.
Okay, so.
And we always been confusing Kalani. We still confusing Kalani.
Your issue was Kalani.
Yeah.
And we thought you fixed Kalani.
No, you was fixing Kalani, yes.
We thought the only issue you had in the organization was Kalani. And
yes.
Come to find out, I see what Fred say. I see what Fred say.
What?
Fred goes on, Michael Pintar and the F&M cannot be taken seriously.
That's Mr. Fred Mitchell.
That's what Fred Mitchell
from indicated. The Progressive Liberal Party.
This is an amazing thing. Okay. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this. The Foundation.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Only one item?
Are you tired of limited choices?
I'll have the one item on the menu, thank you.
Wow!
So many choices!
Why settle for less? when you deserve more. When it comes to the ways you pay, the more, the better. With a variety of payment options available, you can enjoy the freedom to choose what works best for you. Choose freedom. Choose flexibility. Choose from the full menu of payment options. The future of pay is digital.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Lines are wide open, 323-623-2352-3156-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Hi, Howard. I'm an FNM, and I'm extremely disappointed in the leadership of the FNM for bringing back these rejects and disregarding these young, vibrant aspirants. It comes off very arrogant and disrespectful, and it has me considering if I really want to support the FNM again. It's a text coming through, guys. Let me see if I can read another text. It says, Howard, you and Garth are fighting hard for your supper. As far as y'all two are concerned, there is no other PLP, no other party but the PLP, right? Howard, ain't nothing wrong with you talking politics, but sometimes you could change it up. And this is the same person texting. They telling me they mad that I talking about the FNM. I sing it for my supper, and then they want me to talk about something different. It's a text that's coming through, right? Then it says, Fred Mitchell, Alfred says, Michael Davin, as all recycled, right? Not just them. The Prime Minister also, Glenys, she came back also. There's a lot of persons who would have come back. But if Howard, I can be honest with you, with the introduction of what was happening after the PLP was soundly whipped in 2017, when they returned in 2021, they had made some significant modifications, and we did see some fresh faces. Can I say that? The overarching objective and the vision for the organization. See, and I got to say this to you, and this is not, I don't want to sound, I don't want to contradict the concept and position, but the truth is, you need some learned men who would have been in this before to walk with you when you get back in. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't just put all pieces in there. And I think that that may be the challenge that we have from the COI. At a lot of these persons, if any, have not served from a governmental standpoint, I think that there would be a great dependency on the permanent secretaries whose allegiance, whether we like it or not, whether we say this or not, their allegiance is based to the political organization who many times have placed them in this kind of position. Talk to me, Garth. Talk to me. Mm-hmm. When we identify these particular things, there is an interwoven nature of politics that's even unpronounced in a lot of these particular spaces. And you cannot have this kind of relentless dependency on these things. You at least have to know how some things are going, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited at being able to see the COI, who's just been able to kind of launch their, open up their headquarters and kind of ratified another five candidates and brought them to the forefront, and being able to do that, that's exciting. They went Eleuthera, they went Grand Bahama, and I think there went two other constituencies. We're going to talk about that today and be able to bring those things to the forefront. But it's good for conversation. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Listen, hey, what are y'all guys doing?
Everything good, man. What's happening?
You should be trying to slide here before I'm done. Are you trying to get my call?
Yeah, you did well. You did well. Go ahead.
listen. We, the FNM, we got a two-headed monster right now, man. And one of them is overshadowing the other. So we need clear leadership right now, man. All right, listen. If I was Michael Pintard, and I don't know what he's dealing with within his party dynamic, when I launched them seven candidates, the first one would have been Galani. You hear what I say? the first candidate of that night would have been Kalani. Being serious, you allowing this fella to disrupt this party, man? You got to stand on business. The reason I couldn't put a finger on it before, though, I couldn't put a finger on why Mr. Pintard's image is not being built quickly. Because he can't get rid of this guy, man.
He can't get rid of him.
You have to make a decision. You have to stand on business. Right? You can't sit there to no beat retreat trying to take pitch. No, you got to get rid of him. Because obviously he's not respecting your leadership. He don't respect you. The man clearly saying, you all challenge me, man. He's daring them to challenge him. And the decision has to be made in order for this party to move forward. And it should have been made when they should have brought Kalani candidate out first. Send a clear message.
Wow.
Then if he want to be independent, let him go be independent. Even if the FNM of the lose that seat. But you know what happens is we have a clear direction in the future. When all of us will have to make a decision. This fella is dividing. It's his way or the highway. And that's how he's acting. And so you have to make a decision and get rid of him.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much. I just get a text on my internal line here. They said somebody from the South Beach Association constituency called and said that's not a constituency to be played around with. And they want Darren Henfield as their representative. That's one text. Why you didn't call the Tribune and tell him that? I mean, I don't understand. Call me now, baby. 323-623-2323254316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call me. Let me hear your voice. Stand behind what you say. There ain't got to be no alias, and you don't have to send message to me through the producer. Let me hear your conviction and your position of what's happening in the South Beach constituency, because the Tribune this morning has already said to us that the association, and it sounds like at least three people they were talking to, two to three people, the association has taken on a strong position and indicated that we wanted, we sent a letter twice in for Jamal. Mm-hmm. And out of the blue, here comes Darren Henfield. How? And you know, but it's a peculiar thing for me as I look at this, and not to get in people's business too heavy, but nonetheless, we just got to be able to read the tea leaves and identify these things. Out of the seven candidates out of 17 candidates, 40% served with Minis in the last administration. Darren Henfield, more specifically, would have served in North Abaco, and he decided to move back from North Abaco. But we do know that he placed his hand there and was not found and didn't get no support. We also know that he placed his hand in Central Abaco, and he didn't get any support. Isn't it peculiar that out of all of these men who would have served prior, Abaco has rejected anyone who would have served in the Minister administration, including Dr. Dwayne Sands, who was the Minister of Health during this particular time? It's peculiar. It's peculiar that so many persons from Abaco had to leave home, and they're now suffering. Many of them, they don't want to say it, no one talking about this, but they could definitely be suffering from PTSD. Right? This kind of a post-traumatic disorder, where as a result of what happened with Dorian and the information that came to the forefront that rejected the idea and the speculation that existed on the ground, and the FNM gave formality and say, that's not true. But the people on the ground of North Abaco and South Abaco know just what happened. And they've decided, even before a general election, to soundly reject you. This is a lot, man. This is a lot what's going on out here. And it seems as though that the Free National Movement seeking to strategically place people in the position, in various positions, and believing that the constituency must take what we give you. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Oh.
Hey.
How are you and God?
Everything good. What's happening?
God.
Hey, how you doing there? All is well?
One question I want to ask, either one of you, right? If you were in the Pintard position, right, would you have given, and truthfully now, because I know you're sitting there, and you know exactly what was happening with the body as it relates to Dr. Minnis. Mm-hmm. Would you have given Dr. Minnis a nomination?
No, we didn't say this. I said Howard Grant would have never given Dr. Minnis the nomination.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
You. Okay, so if you said that, and you believe that, how is it that every other day, God, you say the same thing?
I would have given him the nomination.
You would have given it to him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say he wasn't going to give it to him, even though I hear you and I would just team up.
Me and Howard team up? No, man, we just got our own mind in this place.
Fair. Pardon me?
Both of us have our own mind, you know.
Okay, then. But I and the Mr. Pinter position, I would not. Okay?
You would not?
No, I would not. No, I would not, right?
Give us your five reasons why.
I have my reason because if you now, I got to say that party was in his hand. He was the leader. He was the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
You was an FNM. Mm-hmm. You ain't playing FNM. You've been in at least, what, two times, Dr. Minnisman?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, then. That party is your party. You've been in this party. You're supposed to love this party, right? So why he just stood there and demolished it, break it down, didn't care about it?
No, explain
okay,
that
ain't
now.
Nobody could, pardon me?
I don't understand when you say demolish it, break it down. Who broke it down?
When I say, you know, there was no support for Mr. Pintar. There was no support.
I have a different historical account, but go ahead.
That's how it was.
Yo, go ahead.
Once the convention would have taken place, mm-hmm. Dr. Minnis began to act even worse than he was before, okay? Person who work along with him, campaign along with him, and what bosom friends, they was doing the same. Their attitude was deplorable. They're the one who responsible for the way the FNM was fussed up, okay? So because all of that damage, how rightfully you could believe I can allow you to bring home Kalani. You're not Kalani.
But this ain't the issue that we having.
If I'm an FNM, pardon me?
This ain't we talking about today. We already didn't talk about that. Okay. I wouldn't have put Minnis in long time.
Keep talking, but
Minnis in the newspaper today.
Let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Dr. Minnis, man, every single
day. He in the newspaper. The man in the newspaper.
Let me hear it, Howard. Let me hear it.
This morning.
Go ahead.
Did you not mention Dr. Minnis this morning?
Yes. Go ahead there.
Okay, then. So every written second you and Dada, you're mentioning Dr. Minnis. But what I want to talk about is me as a Bahamian, right?
Okay, go ahead.
You and God sat in that seat long enough to know how Bahamians does vote, okay? We don't care who you put in the area. I personally, I don't care. I get to the point, I don't care. The only person I care about is who's going to be the prime minister of this country after the election.
Okay.
That's how I vote. Mm-hmm. I care about Saturday when I went in the Lowell pharmacy, and I want a lot of people to hear because I know the prime
don't
minister.
Don't call the people name. Go ahead.
An attempt.
You've been in the pharmacy. Don't call the people name. Go ahead.
I went in a pharmacy, Howard, to get Valtorin for my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard I'm 2 weeks worth, I had to break it down to 7 days.
My God.
And the 7 days come to almost $17. You hear me? $16.90. And that cannot be right.
Yeah,
they're the things that I look at. They're the problems that I have. The first, when WAC went down 5% when you went in the food store, right? You felt good. I think I might have even did a little video of one of my friends. You know, it was, you could have seen the difference. You feel so good. When you went back 2 weeks after, everything is back to the same. And I hope Robert Roberts listening, stop this hiking these prices, man.
You're calling too much people name. I got to let you go. These people is sponsor people's show. Amen? They're getting that. And they can't get in those particular positions. We don't call people name. Let's just be decent as that. I appreciate your telephone call. And I just want to be able to drive home for her. She's my girl. And I ain't getting against her. The issue is Minnis off the table. Minnis is in the paper today launching his own campaign, pulled together 200 people, fed them, had a good time out there at Twisted Lime. And he enjoyed himself, right? I see Hubert Ingram and Hubert Minnis sitting together Joshua Sayers' repast or Joshua Sayers' funeral. This is an amazing thing. But anyway, nonetheless, let's be able to talk about this. Minnis here. The issue is we thought that Minnis was the issue in the party. That's what we thought. We thought the issue that you had, why you couldn't get yourself together. We thought that the reason why the FNM had not put no one forward and they had not made a decision is because Menace. Now the old country watch you, you get rid of Menace. Team 17 people, but you ain't even put one person of Kalani. You're confusing all of us. Confused. If you wanted to seal that deal and Menace trying to figure out whether or not he could run as an FNM, whether or not this could happen, all these things, put somebody in the constituency, bam, to shut up that talk. You didn't do that.
Howard, I said that to you weeks ago.
He didn't do that.
I said to you weeks ago that if you can cut the man, you got to fill the void. I said that to you weeks
ago. And they have not done that.
I know they have not done that.
And now we're looking at this. We're looking at this now, right? There was just the murmur and the speculation that Assange will go to Sinan's. That was a murmur and a speculation.
And the first person on the gate.
First person on the gate. Boom! Shut that right up.
Yeah, that finish.
That finish. Okay. There was a murmur and speculation that Sans could possibly go to Sinan's. Boom! They shut that up right off the top.
Brian Brown.
But they put Brian, they shut that up right off the top. You understand?
So we got left open Long Island and we got left open Elizabeth.
And they put Long Island in there.
Yamacraw is going to call to
Elizabeth in there. They shut up Yamacraw. Boom! Fine. Gone.
So it's only Long Island and Elizabeth who whispers about something else.
Well, you can't whisper about something that don't exist. You can whisper about Clifton, but Clifton ain't here.
Not Clifton. But they got 22 more seats left.
But they can't be whispering about Central Grand Bahama.
No.
Because they leave that open too.
This one in New Providence.
This ain't an issue about Menace. This is an issue about the FNM. The FNM had made some allegiances and some alliance. They've identified persons to be able to support them in being able to bring their vision to light. They've done this with Roscoe. They've done this with Cassius. They've done this with Jamal Moss. They've done this with Daquan Swain. And we don't know who else they do it with because they got 22 more you ain't touch yet.
There's a whole lot of up.
They really didn't get chopped. They even sent me information that the party has identified persons in certain constituencies where I see people then taking a picture with red necktie on their Facebook page because they're excited. They think they got it.
I want to put something else to rest, though, Howard Grant. And I heard some accusations from your text line.
I want to read the text right here. Let me read this. This is good afternoon, Howard. I've been listening to comments made by Mr. Cindy. He always bashes the leadership of the Free National Movement. Sounds like he's a Menaceite. Go ahead.
See, there we go again.
I just wanted to read that because I know that's what you're going to talk about. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to say, to me, it's very immature for people to just assume things, and especially at our age and in our history of this country. There has to be a right way of doing things. There has to be a standard of doing things. In my mind, first of all, nobody here, at least as I can speak for myself, I've not been paid for anything. I've not received anything. I've not
given me because nobody give me nothing either.
But I just say
anything. You see the FNM trying to kill me. I can't get paid from them.
And it's very apparent that the people who are accusing me of such behavior don't know who I am. And maybe you never will know who I am. And I will continue to keep that private from you as to who I am. But I'm going to say this in one sentence. I am extremely blessed. That's all you need to know. I ask no one for nothing. I stand with God and I stand on the heavens fall. This is who I am. I stand on principle. And so if we speak this way, I'll tell you what's in my mind. You are the people who begging for something.
My God.
You political party. You want something so bad from the FNM, you're willing to slaughter the character of Garth Roseborough and a Howard Grant. You want everyone to believe as you believe because in doing so, you feel as if you will be empowered. If I speak against the PLP, the first person to chop off my head is the person looking for something from the PLP. You people in the COI, I could talk with y'all. A lot of y'all looking for the 100,000 a year. Y'all looking for something. I already got, already been to school 9 years of my life. I didn't got my education. I didn't got my things. I ain't got no family issues. I got living parents. I got great siblings. I ain't need nothing except for God to save me on that great day. So let me get back to the country's business with the reason why I'm sitting here today. I'm sitting here today because the problem seems to be with Menace. Your problem seems to be with everyone else, and you want to blame everybody else, but you would not blame yourself.
Mm.
When God came to man, the man said, "The woman caused me to do it." Mm. And the woman said, "A serpent caused me to do it."
Mm.
Huh? Huh? That's the type of people we want to become?
It's called deflection.
Nobody is taking responsibility for self. You know why I talked to you so hard today?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that I have is by the grace of God, by grace, and a community that loves me. I ain't begging you for nothing. You, if you want something, get off your backside and go wake and go get it. Ask me what I do for a living. I can tell you what I do for a living. I ain't begging nobody, and I ain't begging you. So you sit small. I say something to you, I ask you one question. Did Garth tell a lie? And if the answer is that Garth is telling the truth, to hell with you.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna tell you if you tell a lie or tell the truth, because if they like the people, they can lie for them. But if they don't like the people, they can lie on them.
Thou should not
bear false witness. And if you tell them the truth, then you are a liar. Let me take a quick commercial break, guys. Get the news and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So here's on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools. Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Big plans, unexpected expenses, whatever life throws your way, Fidelity is here with loans tailored to fit any of your personal financial needs. With a quick turnaround and a built-in savings that pays you interest, we make battling unexpected expenses easy. Hey, call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola is giving away up to $25,000 of hot cash this summer. Enter, upgrade any premium combo from 1 through 12 to a medium or a large for your chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Don't miss your chance to win big this summer. Visit your neighborhood Wendy's, upgrade your favorite lunch combo, and win hot cash. Rules and restrictions apply.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now lodging and shop, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's 888-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Everybody, I am blessed.
I am blessed. I am blessed.
And we are back. I had to play that for Garth. I am blessed. Garth stepped out of my... And I got you on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He told me he had an important something. He gone off and been able to come back and talk about these things. But I just wanted to kind of put some stuff out there. Garth, if you wanted to kind of wrap up with some stuff, I got some telephone calls. Let me take one telephone call and I'll let you wrap up before you go to your thing. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Owen?
Hey, what's up, Anton? All as well?
Right on, man. Right on. Good afternoon to God. You said he isn't in the studio. God?
Yeah, he's still here, but he's not in the studio with me. He just stepped out. He got to go somewhere. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, God. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Doing good, sir.
All right, okay. And good afternoon to the nation. Other couple things I wanted to add to your conversation. Isn't it... I got a smile, but this one is going to be a very interesting political season coming up because I listened to the leader of the COI, right? Mm-hmm. agreeing with the chairman of the PLP, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the opposition is just recruiting a lot of rejects, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he also included my chairman as a part of the rejects, right?
Okay, yeah.
So that's a very interesting perspective. However, in our country and in our politics, even if you look within the COI, there are persons who would have ran already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who would have also been rejected,
mm-hmm.
Although they
including Lincoln Payne.
Although they didn't succeed in forming government, they rejected crew. And so that part of the conversation doesn't interest me much because all that is political banter, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to get into is this. Well, the first thing I want to get into is this thing with minutes. I laugh at the first caller. Or the gay 2 hours, who said to you, they need to get their contribution in there. But anyway.
Before you got in there, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Respect, caller, but nonetheless. Look, this whole conversation with Menace, there's only one bona fide, proven leader who is connected with the Bahamian people. In the FNM and still connected with the Bahamian people, right?
Hubert Ingraham.
And we all know what it is. You know what it is, right, Howard?
Hubert Ingraham. Okay, go ahead.
Because outside of Selinden Pinmin, he's the only prime minister in this nation's history who would have repeated cycle after cycle, mm-hmm. not cycle and cycle after.
Three-peat.
No, he got a three-peat overall, but his government was the only government since Selinden Pinmin's government that was re-elected immediately after the first term in service, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
I hear a lot of stuff in the background, but nonetheless. And so, and his voice is the voice that got Hubert Menace over the finish line successfully.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, his voice is still very prevalent within the FNL.
Yeah.
He's the one who has the formula. Who knows what it takes to get it done within the pool of the FNM. And so I imagine his voice will continue to represent just that in every upcoming election until God sees fit that he is no longer able to do so. Right? And so he would have told Centaur that they need a united front. And he's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Personally, Howard, I do not want to see another super majority government in our nation's history going, have anything to do with it? I do not want to see that.
I don't think it will be during this particular election season. I don't think it will be.
The reason being, Howard, it is not good for governance in a country.
Yeah.
Power is not checked properly.
Yeah.
With super majorities, in addition to having super cabinets.
Hubert Ingraham said this during the by-election. He said this. Hubert Ingraham said this during the by-election in West Grand Bahama. Yeah, he said it the same. Yeah.
And he was absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Power, even though Howard, he's the one you could blame for these super cabinets because he's the one who broke that threshold when he came to power, because under the Selinden-Pinmin regime, that never occurred. You had to truly be a leader that people respected. You had to truly be a leader who had a vision, and you had to truly be a leader who could influence your colleagues
to make it to the cabinet.
When you go to the cabinet,
yeah. He agree with you. I agree with you in a sense that says Hubert Ingraham's influence had spread far and wide, and he identified persons. And they ascended to that particular position, despite...
What I mean, Howard, is that he expanded the cabinet to such a super majority that the cabinet members actually outweighed the backbench in parliament, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Therefore, whatever mandate the cabinet took to parliament, it automatically got through because you didn't have enough people, inclusive of the opposition, inclusive of the backbench of the government,
to challenge the cabinet successfully, because the cabinet had the supermajority in the parliament.
Which is absolutely
ridiculous, and it's a rape of parliament, an absolute rape of parliament.
But now, it seems as though he seeks to change that now.
Well, yeah, in his wisdom, and looking back in hindsight,
he can
speak on it, right? It would have been better had he done it while he had the authority.
Yes.
Which is what brings me to my next point. This is why I speak to my Prime Minister, Philip Davis, in the present, because he currently holds the power and the authority country. You don't want to be in a position of prime ministers who are looking back in hindsight talking nonsense. You want to be, whether it's sense or not, we still call it talking nonsense, because when you had the power, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You understand?
So he might as well be quiet now. Yeah.
He has the power right now to do. He's already told Pintard on the record. Not that we didn't notice all the while, but he told Pintard on the record he doesn't need to ask permission from anyone anymore. And if that is to remain true, he has to demonstrate that by making the hard decisions necessary to demonstrate to the Bahamian people he's prepared to make the hard decisions before we go to elections. Wow. By demonstrating also, on the flip side, when I say hard decisions, I'm talking about telling some people they ain't gonna make the cut, moving some people out of your cabinet when necessary, as you've already identified, as you know what needs to happen, and rearranging the party in such a way that it will work the way you were forming government in the first place. All of that authority rests with Philip Brave Davis, the Prime Minister of our country.
I appreciate you, Anton. You did very well. I like that.
Let me finish my next point on the afternoon at Pentad. A minute. Before you cut me, please.
I want, you got to be quick, because I got to get Thingam in there. Go ahead.
No problem. As it relates to the opposition, I'd like to see a decent, hard-fought general election. That's the kind of stuff that stimulates my mind. I don't want to see no limp, three or two-leg dog coming on the political warfare. I want to see a well-oiled machine on both sides of the spectrum.
That's
where people like me thrive. In order for that to happen, on the FNM side, Pintard needs to set, or the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, right? Because, you know, some people take offense when you say Pintard, even though that's his last name.
But he called the people Lil Brave, Lil Phil. Go ahead.
He needs to be able to put personal feelings and emotions aside and make the best decision for the FNM. For them, Hubert Ingraham is right. They need unity on their side. They need...
Just hell of a lot.
It ain't a matter of one. He's the only other prime minister that is still in a position to serve, because he's still a member of parliament, the FNM.
But it's a travesty, though.
So he needs to welcome Minutes into his fold in order to enable their party to be in the best position to face a well-oiled PLP political machine. Even though we have challenges within, because we still haven't taken care of PLPs, right? And that's our biggest challenge that will hurt us if we don't get it right.
Wow.
We will dominate them if they are not together. And I don't want to see that. I do not want to see that as a PLP. I want to see a well-balanced parliament where you have to actually present and you have to actually give...
Yeah, but Anton, I appreciate your telephone call. Absolutely. I appreciate your telephone call, Anton, but the truth is... It don't matter what your aspirations are, your desires are, the inclination, a theoretical concept of what politics could look like, and to get back to a balance for the country, no matter who did it or who didn't do it. The fact of the matter is that you got to win. You got to win your constituency. You got to win this kind of a space. Garthi Gone. Okay. That's okay. Well, he has an event that he said that he had to be able to attend. You got to win. No matter what your posture, your position, this concept, this idea of being able to, someone called me the other day and say romanticize. No matter your desire to romanticize the concepts of these particular things. Is Garth? Garth. Go ahead, Garth. You leave. I thought you were going to the event. Go ahead. Talk.
said.
God, you're breaking up. Put the phone to your ass.
No, I said on, was talking, and then I got disconnected while he was speaking.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just simply saying, how was that? We need to show that our country is we are positioned for other people to come in this country. Your preference, please.
God, you're breaking up.
Right to be loyal.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up too much, God. You're breaking up too much.
Okay, but I'll disconnect.
You're breaking up too much. Let's finish this on Wednesday. Let's just be able to have this kind of a conversation. I know you have a vent. I appreciate the commitment to be able to kind of dive into the conversation, but I think it'll be best for us to do this on Wednesday. Guys, you can give me a call, 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of Ireland. I think both we would have heard Hubert Ingraham take on this kind of a former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham take on this kind of a position that indicate that we don't want to see a supermajority. It seems as though some of the ills that existed during his time, he wished was these fellas only looking for victory. And so, especially for me, as I look at this, you know, we know you as a learned politician. We know you as, you know, a learned man in these particular areas, and you understand a great deal. You've experienced a lot, but it's our time for victory. And to have this kind of a conversation that's inclusive of both on both arms can be good for the country. But what about this political organization that you support? And so we got to ask those particular questions and identify whether or not Hubert Ingraham is all in. And I think he is all in for the Free National Movement. But the truth is that the language got to be this, you know, it's all or none. And let's be able to identify those things. Let's see if you can take a telephone call. Call out, go ahead.
Yeah, Howard.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And hi to the nation. Yeah, I heard Anton's contribution. He is, and we need to understand that this has been going on. Not just Anton bringing concerns because he has a beef with his party and his leader, but Bahamians should see this by now as the cost that these two parties, the FNM and the PLP, have been taking on for decades and controversy to the Bahamians' requirements of them, of our putting them in office to do what we sent them there to do. They're not getting mixed up. They just don't want to do it because governments, whether it's the PLP or FNM, refuse to put in check system for leadership, such as no consecutive term for any party leadership PM to be in, strengthening the PAC, the Public Accounts Committee in the House that's supposed to answer and inform the people on, that should primarily be informing us on our position in paying our debt off. That should be the arm, the instrument that informs the people the government has paid this amount of money to the billions that we've owed. Not decades. This has been at least about 3 or 4 terms of government, FNM and PLP, that refuses to pay our debt down. It has increased since both of them have been doing this, supposedly. That's why taxes were put on primarily by the Christie administration to pay our debt, and yet our debt has increased. Things like that. An ombudsman, an arbiter, should have been the GG, but the GG seems to be functioning in link to whatever party is the ruling party of the day.
Right.
So if that's not going to work as an arbiter, then an ombudsman should have been put in again, at least about three administrations back. Mm-hmm. That had been PLP or FNM. And as they know, they have not been made consecutive two terms. 19 from 2002 with the descent of Hubert Ingraham. And so, they went contrary to what they should have put in place to check themselves and to be more accountable to the people. But by now, Bahamians, you all should see that that's not their course of action. That's not their intent. And so how many times you're going to have to watch two administrations bouncing back and forth, saying they're going to do it, saying they're going to let the people be their employers, and really they dissent or deceitfully show us that they have not been? How many times? How many back and forth are we going to allow Bahamians before we allow some people, independent and righteous-minded, righteous-mindedness, to come in and show us that they mean business by doing what we say? Because what we've been asking for ain't unjust. What we've been asking for is what should rightfully be ours.
Yeah.
Which should benefit the generation. And seeing as how these leaders, the two types, the PLB and the FNM, have generations in this nation, that should benefit them. They should understand that that should benefit their generation. Or do they have another plan to do that? And then we hustle our way through.
I like it.
We French our way through. How is that going to work for us Bahamians? See, these are the things you all got to buckle down and really honestly consider. How has
it
been working for us? How much longer you think we're going to have? And then let's address the elephant in the room. How that? It seems that they have stuck us down to 5 years. I mean, you can't voice your opinion against the way that, against not doing what we say. But how long you think 5-year terms with your one spoken hope of voting them out or it's going to make a difference when it seems like we are now being overrun by another nation pretending to be a part of this nation in order for them to gain power and keep power. How it looks.
I appreciate your contribution.
Going against a fundamental constitutional right that we have. And calling it nationalization, a nationalization act, not the act. Come, Bahamians, open your eyes, please. Please open your eyes. Soon that 5 years ain't gonna make a difference to yours. Soon you're gonna be not the majority anymore. Soon you can't even vote them out.
Wow.
But if you're busy selling out, it wouldn't make a difference, would it?
Wow. I appreciate you, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for your telephone call. Let me take a quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. We can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Girl,
You see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even...
Let me get out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. I just wanted to say something. I think this language that we use in the country, whether it's tucked away in, you know, pontification, whether or not it's tucked away in articulation, or whether it's said bluntly, it's reminiscent and consistent of one thing. We should give someone else an opportunity. Right? I remember I ran in 2012, right? And I didn't have any idea. I didn't expect to win. Can I say that? I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I don't know if people just go in there and they think they can win or whatever. But I was on a fast. I was fasting for a long time and I was prayerful that this time that I would be in would be impactful, that I could touch someone's lives, that I could be able to move in the direction that God has called me to move in. I had no expectation to truly win. I really didn't. I told you how I view the DNA as my organization, and I didn't believe that this would happen automatically. I believed that we were supposed to be able to build, and that's why I moved to Nassau. And there's sort of an idea where someone else should give you a chance. I never was looking for no one to just, you know, reject what was being offered, the comforts of what existed with the two-party system. I didn't expect that. I expected them with time, because all this was time. I had more conversations than anything else. I guess to be real with you, I was sitting down in people's house and they was telling me, how are they? We ain't gonna vote for you. But what is this? What are your thoughts on this, this, and this? What are your thoughts on this, this, and this? These are not conversations that... And I walked with my mother in 2007. No one has these conversations on the campaign trail. Nobody cares about all those things. When the FNM and the PLP shows up, they ask you what you can do for me. I need this, I need that, I need the other thing. The DNA shows up, and they start to ask about ideas, visions, concepts. They expect integrity. They sitting there asking me questions and telling me, Howard, I don't know if we get ready for you yet. Just keep going. And I think the entire country is waiting for, I don't know whether or not they're waiting for disaster to hit. I don't know whether, but they're still wrapped in the rhythm of going between FNM and the PLP. It's unfortunate, but that's what it is. The only thing that can supersede that and find them getting over the threshold is a move of God. Can I say this? Can y'all, I swear y'all don't hear this kind of a conversation. The only thing that could propel the country to move away from the two-party system that we've been conditioned to accept and understand is a move. And the only way that God will move on your behalf is if you work. Not just show up, you know, but work. I can say, because I was a part of it, I can say the DNA put in some serious work. I'm very proud of Branville McCartney for what he's done. And sometimes I want to tell him, and I tell him, I'm disappointed that, you know, you let the thing go. But, you know, he leans on this kind of an idea that this was the Westminster thing and this was the right thing to do and they've been rejected and blah, blah, blah. I accept that. I accept it, right? You give me that information.
But the truth is that the PLP didn't come in overnight. Come on, man, talk to me. The FNM was working for years before they found victory. Come on, man, y'all, just talk. And it seems as though the first person in the gate found themselves victorious and they shut the gate behind them. Now, even though the country has the keys to the gate, they have become mesmerized with the ideas and the rhythm and the voices of the politicians inside the gate to say, don't look outside, only look at us. This is where the viability of the COI, the Coalition of Independence, the DNA, the CDM, the BDR, the QRST, it don't matter. The viability of these particular organizations, individual or collective, has to be with their persistence, their convictions, their standing up, and their commitment. They have to spend. And I'm not just talking money. I'm talking about time and talent. They have to spend time in the development of these and become a new direction, an undeniable path. Minis rolled out the gate. Y'all don't want me to talk about Minis, but I just have to say this to you. He rolled out the gate. And in rolling out the gate, whether he does it or not, his conversation was not just, here I am, but he's introducing a concept into the Kalani constituency that has to do with technology and pulling the community together in real time. None of this costs money, I promise you. None of this, this ain't cost no money. He's using the devices that exist in those particular constituencies and designing a software which already exists, incorporating that and using on your own phone, which already exists, is just vision that's being introduced to these particular concepts. There's no need for us to cry about why y'all ain't giving Lincoln a chance. Why y'all ain't giving Arinthia a chance. Why y'all ain't giving Brown a chance. Why y'all ain't giving Bernard Nordage a chance. Why y'all ain't giving... Ain't nobody worrying about that. Why y'all ain't give Cassius a chance. You got to fight for what you want, baby. Nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. I am used to what I'm used to and we become content as a people because the majority of the people in this country are not looking for success. They are looking for comfort and contentment. The PLP offers that to them. The FNM offers that to them with a small margin of change. But once the people are content and they're comfortable, this is a possible victory for them. It has to be an astronomical shift for persons to even consider the COI. Now, we see that there are incremental changes that are happening, incremental changes that are happening right now when we look at the constituency in Grand Bahama with Frederick Marco Pine, when we look at the constituency of North Abaco with Kai Mills. This is what passion and consistency look like. That's what it looked like. When we look at Bamboo Town, when Branville ran in Bamboo Town as an independent and he came out, I think, almost 1,000 votes. That is what it looks like. You have to keep working the ground. You got to keep working the ground. A constituency like Pine Ridge, listen to me. Listen to me. No matter what you say, if y'all don't deal with... If y'all don't deal with Marco Pine and Pine Ridge, you still lose the seat. And I don't care what no one say about Ginger. If Ginger goes back there, Marco Pine sits in that constituency, and y'all send an FNM in that constituency, Ginger's going to walk into the constituency, or Marco Pine is going to take the whole thing. It's going to be either or. The Free National Movement has no chance in Pine Ridge. They don't have a chance. The exact same thing is going to happen with Boodle. In North Abaco. It was a good concept, good idea. They're going to possibly reject Cornish. But it's in votes. The exact same thing is going to happen in Kalani. You have to show yourself convicted. You have to show yourself consistent. You have to show yourself insightful. In these constituencies, you can't be like the major organizations and show up 30 days before and expect people to, oh my God, oh, look what Jesus sent. Nobody got time for that. You got to work this thing, baby. And none of you have worked it the way it's supposed to be worked. Lincoln Bain could be absolutely undeniable in Pine Ridge. In Pinewood. Absolutely undeniable. If he kept working his constituency. From him shifting from his constituency, despite the fact that he's a leader of an organization, from him shifting from his constituency and presenting in another constituency, you have to ask questions. So why would you do that? Why would you do that? The inconsistency that exists in these particular areas, and then you wake up with a dream and you believe that Jesus Christ sent you for these particular things, and then you present yourself in your constituency and you get 7 votes. 7 votes! And then you try to make that 7 votes feel like, well, you know, 7 is a divine number. But Jesus Christ said, well, you know, you got 9 people in your house who could vote. That means 2 of them ain't even vote for you. Maybe 3 because you vote for yourself. This is no game to be played with, man. And people have to realize something. You have to know whether or not you have that thing, what it takes to be able to win a constituency. And y'all ain't gonna have this conversation. This is a strong one. There are some people who are technocrats. And they did well. They did well, man. They did well in their areas of profession. But they are absolute failures when it comes to politics. You are not liked by people. You don't have that quality. You don't have that je ne sais quoi. You don't have that kind of a flair. You don't have that feel. People don't even gravitate towards you. You don't know how to deal with people. You seem odd and awkward, standoffish. People could pick up these things in their spirit, you know. And you keep giving yourself again and again and again. And the party keeps sending y'all and sending these people, and you've been rejected and rejected and rejected. Y'all don't listen, man. The Bahamian people require more. But this ain't even for the politicians. This is for the Bahamian people who desire more. But you're not making the decisions necessary. People got to show up properly, man. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, am I on?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Everything's smooth.
I was listening to people. The new people versus the old people. My issue with this is everybody that I follow going to politics in my long life had an answer for everything. My long life. Some going there with good intention, and they follow the side, I believe. Some was intended to make a difference, and they go on with the status quo in terms of the leader vision or the party philosophy. So I don't believe that an individual itself would be the determining factor unless the person who in control of this organization really want to make the change from the system that is presented itself right now.
Wow.
Do you agree?
I agree with you. So, that's because that spirit...
When it comes to menace, right?
Go ahead.
You know, I've known menace with good intention. Hubert Ingham had the 08 with the recession thing. I mean, the U.S. Housing crisis and so forth. And mm-hmm. that derailed a lot of his plans too, right? Hubert Ingham.
Mm-hmm. In 2008, yeah,
had the twin situation was actually 3, but that would have really some his plans too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, humanist and all intent that I heard of and that we saw is a good MP.
Mm-hmm.
He had some hiccup with leadership because of these things, and I confess that he's not a narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking is a part is a downfall for him. I accept that. But for Hubert Minnis, Michael Pintard, Hubert, whoever it is, they are part of the FNM. They are not the FNM. They are part of the FNM. The FNM is not one person. It is an organization with certain ideology. If Hubert Ingham and Mr. Pintard have house of issues, personal issues, that shouldn't spill over in the whole thing. That shouldn't be that shouldn't cause them, because I've never heard Minnis had anything negative to say but the effort itself. I know he had a little job with Pintard. That's personality. That's not the effort them. He never said he don't want to be an effort them. He never talked about against the effort them, all that. So this thing with Minnis and Farr saying
taken to get a nod for Galani is a personal thing. That is detrimental to the FNM. Mr. Ingram said that we need to get together. I agree. If the FNM had an issue with running Mr. Minister, and Minister he wanted to run, as the former leader of the organization, FNM, as the former prime minister and the sitting representative, the worst thing the FNM could do, or the best thing ever do, if they don't want to give him the odds, if Minister run as an independent, you should not send no one to run against him, not from the FNM.
But they don't have that kind of a grace, though. We could see that this term, the telephone call. I got to take this quick commercial break. They don't have that grace, man. There's no grace being extended. This is war. And in wartime, ain't nobody thinking about who can die and who can live. We come to kill everybody. And this is the victory that the FNM pursues. Now, they're trying to be able to identify what in their war chest and to strategically put persons in positions that they believe that they could be able to find victory in, but they never take consideration of the strength that exists on the other side of that Berlin Wall. This is not going to end well for the Free National Movement in Kalani. Once Minnis is still there, because they haven't quenched that issue, Minnis is going to take a significant portion of those votes away. He carried the people right there to Twisted Lime, and everybody show up. Maybe only 200 people show up because the restaurant can't hold no more. I don't know. But the truth of the matter is that it seems as though he still has support in the constituency. You can't allow that to fester. Unite, or you will lose the next general election. Back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
BK NASA and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King NASA's 7 locations and enter to win online at BK242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Okay, guys, last few minutes of the show. I got to be able to be as decent as possible. The lines are lit right up. I want to be able to get as much persons in as possible. Call on the line, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Call on the line, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
What's up, Seattle?
Are you familiar with the concept called Peter's Principle?
Peter's Principle?
Yeah, Peter's Principle says eventually we will be promoted to the level of our incompetence. You know, like you say, I'm an excellent computer guy. You promote me, make me in charge of the auto shop, and I can't even install a radio based on regardless how technologically prepared I am. That's Peter's principle.
Bring it home. But who's the incompetent persons that we are identifying that seeks to be promoted to their incompetence?
Peter, Peter's principle is revealed, not projected. So what I'm saying is that you see it after the person is assigned a position. The problem is, do you have the ability to actually make the decision as a leader to move them out of the way for what you perceive as the vision you need to achieve? And sometimes the leadership itself is the last administration. Minis was the Peter's principle. In this administration, if you take Anton's argument, his team is his Peter's principle. But even so, if you listen very carefully to Minis' note and read it, you would see that Minis seems to not have realized that the election of 2021 has occurred. And so, but if you even look at the fact that you make these arguments all the time about this FNMC, this seat, and where the majority of people are, but then we want to remove that aspect of it and says, as if the person is. The question Minis should be proving to us is, what would he do that government it won't do? So it is like what you would personally do to bring about a better life for individuals in your constituencies, not those of the has, but of the has not. And then you ask, why didn't you do it the last time? And so even as an individual, what are you going
to
do? You're going
to
use
to that point. To that point, Minis is a little bit delusional for me. I like his posture. I like his persistence. I believe that the FNM still has to be afraid of what's going to be able to show up in Kalani. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is that his language that actually speaks to the fact that he won't be pushed aside and all these particular things like that has to do with the fact that he pushed everybody aside and going to snap. You do this.
No, but the Minis started before then. Isn't Minis, remember the Dissident 7 that he executed? Not only did he take them out.
Executed.
Not physically, politically executed, but he actually pushed families out of the FNM that came back only after his vote. And his pushing them out, the desire was to get rid of Hubert,
I don't know nothing but pushing families out, but go ahead. I ain't gonna fight you.
I don't want to call names, right?
No, I don't want you to.
But you saw them come back at the election base, faces you didn't see for 4.5 years, right? So, but the point is that it requires now, the Bahamas is a fight for the soul of the nation. And so the key now is not to allow Minis and others to become the distraction. And I put to you that Bahamians, in spite of what you think, the majority of the Bahamians are not distracted by what is going on in these political parties. They are still listening for answers to their problems of economic insecurity.
To see which political organization can bring that forward.
Immigration and these different things. And that is what the next election will be about, is who will be trusted to provide the solutions for going forward. These are the sidebars.
Wow. I appreciate the telephone call. Let me take the next telephone call real quick. Caller on the line, go ahead. Next call, caller on the line, go ahead. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Papa?
Everything cool with you? How are you doing, guys?
Everything, God in here. What's happening with you?
Everything cool. I just wanted, so since you know Unity, the PLP win again, right?
Well, I can't say that. It's prematurely.
No?
I can't say that on the radio because people can hold me to that.
I think Unity plays a major role, but I'm confused. I don't know if that will stop the behavior people from, you know, bringing in the opposition or maybe a third party. I wonder what you think about the COI. And tell me something. You hear anything from your good friend, Miss Butler Turner, if she could run for the PLP or the FNM, or she could sit this one out?
No, I hear nothing. The closest thing that I would have heard most recently about her is that she would have shown up to various constituency meetings to be able to speak, but formal nothing. From the organization to say this.
Did you watch the COI thing on TV?
Yeah, I did watch. Well, I did watch pieces of it. It was good.
I'd feel good what I was hearing from them, and knowing that some of us try the PLP and the FNM, and you feel like they're similar. You think the Bahamian people will be reached politically mature enough to either put in the COI at least 2 or 3 seats?
Yeah, but
I'm not really talking about a coalition government, but just to have a representative, remember, well, Bahamian.
Yeah, they have some very good candidates individually, independently. I think we're going to look at that sometime real soon and say the strengths of these particular persons. But, Papa, the truth of the matter is that nobody know what in your trunk when you come into town. Nobody know what in your trunk and in your wagon when you come in. You got to bust that open and you got to put it on display. You got to let people know your convictions, your positions, your experience. You got to talk to people. You got to talk to people. You can't be in the constituency and just believe that I ain't a FNM, I ain't a PLP, give me a vote. That don't work like that. You know, who you is, cousin? Who you is?
Even people like Fred Mitchell, them got to vote.
Show up. He come for a vote.
Yes. Even Mr. Davis of the work in his constituency.
You got to work.
No one sure of this. You know, no one thought Perry Christie would have lost his seat, the PLP leader, former prime minister, you know. So nothing is sure, and I think everybody got
to
work.
And listen to me. For them four votes, Perry Christie could have won. But yeah. When he showed up, the fellas say, oh, look at Jesus Christie. Oh, you forget that.
I remember that video.
We laugh. Yeah, but that was the feeling.
I believe no wave from Brave could be able to do it for the PLP this time. You know, this ain't about no wave. You know. The only wave going on is God, grace, and mercy on behalf of the Bahamian people to be able to make our decision. The people have the power. This ain't no Brave wave. Brave them could have $1 billion to spend. The FNM could have $1 million, whatsoever it is. It's the people power.
Yeah.
So when people say, well, Fred Mitchell can't lose, he sees that Dr. Fox who he is. I thought that man is an established man in Fox Hill.
You got to work it.
Just like Fred Mitchell, he's similar. I don't know if he married, if he have a family or what. But they say they're similar to Fred Mitchell.
He still got to work his mojo. I know him. Pop, I got to let you go. It's 2 minutes out of here. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. I can't take no more telephone calls, guys. I want to thank you so much for that. He said, realistically, you cannot unite party with a person in your midst sowing discontent and division. I know that. If you're so discontent, you got to go. He said, Menace has not supported the leadership since day one. He doesn't attend parliamentary council meetings. He's never there for after house meetings, press conferences. He's not a party man. Okay, well, fix that, man. Fix it. You then kick him out. Okay, we see Menace gone. You ain't gonna put him there for the nomination. Okay, now seal the deal. Put someone in the constituency. And then unify the party. The issue is not Menace today. The issue is South and Central Eleuterio, South and Central Abaco, West Grand Bahama and Bimini, and now South Beach. The issue is you still was not forthcoming with your own people. You're still making backhanded backroom moves and trying to be able to supersede the process that you say that you acknowledge, that you say that you perpetuate and put on your shoulders. That's not happening here. We're not fighting you, Menace, off the door, off the table. Put someone in the constituency, shut that deal down. But now fix the other issues. Two more, how much more issues going to roll out of this? The FNM is having issues with uniting, not because of Menace, but because of divisiveness. You got to fix that. Quick, guys, we're out of time for the day. I want to thank you so much for being able to tune in with us today. You have a beautiful day. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into some conversations about national issues. We'll see you then right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.